Chapter 2 Dobby's Warning. Harry managed not to shout out, but it was a close thing. The little creature on the bed had large, bat-like ears and bulging green eyes the size of tennis balls. Harry knew instantly that this was what had been watching him out of the garden hedge that morning. As they stared at each other, Harry heard Dudley's voice from the hall.
"May I take your coats, Mr. and Mrs. Mason?"
The creature slipped off the bed and bowed so low that the end of its long, thin nose touched the carpet. Harry noticed that it was wearing what looked like an old pillowcase with rips for arm and leg holes. "Hello," said Harry nervously.
"Harry Potter!"
said the creature, in a high-pitched voice Harry was sure would carry down the stairs.
"So long has Dobby wanted to meet you, sir. Such an honour it is!"
"Thank you," said Harry, edging along the wall and sinking into his desk chair next to Hedwig, who was asleep in her large cage. He wanted to ask, "What are you?" but thought it would sound too rude, so instead he said, "Who are you?"
"Dobby, sir. Just Dobby. Dobby the house elf," said the creature.
"Oh, really?" said Harry. "I don't want to be rude or anything, but this isn't a great time for me to have a house elf in my bedroom." Aunt Petunia's high, false laugh sounded from the living room. The elf hung his head. "Not that I'm not pleased to meet you," said Harry quickly, "but is there any particular reason you're here?"
"Oh, yes, sir," said Dobby earnestly. "Dobby has come to tell you, sir. It is difficult, sir. Dobby wonders where to begin."
"Sit down," said Harry politely, pointing at the bed. To his horror, the elf burst into tears, very noisy tears.
"Sit down," he wailed. "Never, never, ever."
Harry thought he heard the voices downstairs falter.
"I'm sorry," he whispered. I didn't mean to offend you or anything."
"Offend Dobby!" choked the elf. "Dobby has never been asked to sit down by a wizard like an equal."
Harry, trying to say shh and look comforting at the same time, ushered Dobby back onto the bed, where he sat hiccuping, looking like a large and very ugly doll. At last he managed to control himself, and sat with his great eyes fixed on Harry in an expression of watery adoration.
"You can't have met many decent wizards," said Harry, trying to cheer him up.
Dobby shook his head.
Then, without warning, he leapt up and started banging his head furiously on the window, shouting, "Bad Dobby! Bad Dobby!"
"Don't! What are you doing?" Harry hissed, springing up and pulling Dobby back onto the bed. Hedwig had woken up with a particularly loud screech and was beating her wings wildly against the bars of her cage.
"Dobby had to punish himself, sir," said the elf, who had gone slightly cross-eyed. "Dobby almost spoke ill of his family, sir."
"Your family?"
"The wizard family Dobby serves, sir. Dobby is a house elf, bound to serve one house and one family forever."
"Do they know you're here?" asked Harry curiously.
Dobby shuddered.
"Oh, no, sir, no. Dobby will have to punish himself most grievously for coming to see you, sir. Dobby will have to shut his ears in the oven door for this, if they ever knew, sir."
"But won't they notice if you shut your ears in the oven door?"
"Dobby doubts it, sir. Dobby is always having to punish himself for something, sir. They let Dobby get on with it, sir. Sometimes they remind me to do extra punishments."
"But why don't you leave? Escape?"
"A house elf must be set free, sir, and the family will never set Dobby free. Dobby will serve the family until he dies, sir."
Harry stared. "And I thought I was hard done by staying here for another 4 weeks," he said. "This makes the Dursleys sound almost human. Can't anyone help you? Can't I?" Almost at once Harry wished he hadn't spoken.
Dobby dissolved again into wails of gratitude. "Please," Harry whispered frantically, "please be quiet. If the Dursleys hear anything, if they know you're here—"
"Harry Potter asks if he can help Dobby. Dobby has heard of your greatness, sir, but of your goodness Dobby never knew."
Harry, who was feeling distinctly hot in the face, said, "Whatever you've heard about my greatness is a load of rubbish. I'm not even top of my year at Hogwarts. That's Hermione. She—" But he stopped quickly, because thinking about Hermione was painful.
"Harry Potter is humble and modest," said Dobby reverently, his orb-like eyes aglow. "Harry Potter speaks not of his triumph over he who must not be named."
"Voldemort?" said Harry. Dobby clapped his hands over his bat ears and moaned,
"Ah! Speak not the name, sir! Speak not the name!"
"Sorry," said Harry quickly. "I know lots of people don't like it. My friend Ron—" He stopped again. Thinking about Ron was painful, too. Dobby leaned towards Harry, his eyes wide as headlamps.
"Dobby heard tell," he said hoarsely, "that Harry Potter met the Dark Lord for a second time, just weeks ago, that Harry Potter escaped yet again."
Harry nodded, and Dobby's eyes suddenly shone with tears.